In your beautiful names, we invite you to enliven your living word today. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for being way, truth, and life, being the vine. In your beautiful name, bring your greening power this morning. Amen. I just had a vision of all of you green. You look like a whole community of Grinches right now. That didn't sound nice, did it? Yes. I love the Grinch very much. My grandfather looked like the Grinch. He doesn't know that. He's passed, but I always thought he looked like the Grinch. He wasn't green, though. There's power in the Holy Spirit. And today we have one of those beautiful stories that is part of Jesus' farewell discourses. And he is once again giving us a powerful image to remember him by. And to really, to be a spiritual metaphor for us in our own time and in our own place. You know, Jesus really got out among people and talked to people. He didn't, you know, actually he didn't say a whole lot about building churches. And building sanctuaries, he spent his time, you know, out on the street in the gathering places with people. And the stories that he told were all stories with which they would have related. So anytime you had sort of an agricultural metaphor, people would have really understood that. And so we have that beautiful metaphor of a grapevine that is growing strong, that has been a heritage grapevine that's been there for many years, that really gets its sustenance from the soil and the sun and the wind and the elements, God's elements, and it grows strong and it produces the grapes, the fruit that end up being a blessing. Especially in a world where water was often suspect. Wine was an important thing to be able to drink as well. And so it was this kind of vine of life that Christ was talking about and was comparing himself with as well. And reminding us that you and I aren't meant to kind of be out there alone. He says, what is a branch when it's cut off from the vine? Well, very quickly that branch withers. It gets tired and it's not really getting nutrients to be able to continue to thrive. And one of the things that is consistent across Christ's teachings is the message that you and I were not born just to survive. We were born to thrive. That there is a blessing that is for each one of us. And that is that your life matters. Your life, by the way, just as you are, that your life is important, that your life can bless the world with love and with hope and with power and with a testimony only you have to give, right? I'm always amazed. As a pastor, I get to hear a lot more of your testimonies than you get to hear. And a lot of times in our classes and stuff, we get to hear more, don't we, about each other's stories. And we're always amazed. And yet we're told over and over, well, God is amazing. The love of God is amazing. That which animates us from the source that first gave us life is real. Is here, is in this world, is in your life. Whatever you are facing. And so often we for various reasons, we get pulled away from that source and we kind of cut ourselves off from that source. And we find ourselves sometimes for many years, we feel like we're just withering. We don't have the oomph under us, right? That oomph that makes life feel like it's vital, feel like we're really living it. And those are the times that perhaps Christ is telling us, return to the source. Return to the source. Your spirit knows the way home, Jesus told us. Did you know that? Your spirit already knows the way home. But perhaps because of religiosity, either your immersion in it or your running away from it has somehow made us forget that simple message. Your spirit knows the way home. Jesus said, it is in truth and in spirit that authentic worship happens. And what he always meant by worship was the moments that we reconnect to our source and we are enlivened once again. We are brought to life once again with resurrection power. I don't know about you, but I've needed to be resurrected over and over and over. And each day I need to be resurrected. And sometimes, you know, I forget my source. I forget just who that source is after a whole lot of wonderful experiences with that source in my life. Sometimes I get so afraid that I forget that source and I just kind of do this with my life. And if you feel like you're kind of walking around like this sometimes, I'm just holding on. You know, my favorite parable is the one that Jesus told about the little fig tree. Anybody remember the little fig tree? The little fig tree, there was a landowner who came and there was a little fig tree in the yard. And the landowner said to the gardener, take that fig tree up, it's not bearing fruits. And I see that little fig tree just standing there holding on, right? But the gardener said, let me take care of it for another year. And I'll tend the soil and I'll take care of it. And then if it doesn't bear fruit next year, then fine, you know, we'll make room. But that gardener knew that with just a little bit of TLC and a little bit of time, this might begin to have the confidence and the nutrients and the care to start doing this. And to open up and let the sun shine in, we used to sing, right? Let's have a hippie moment, okay? Let the sun shine in to our lives. Sometimes we don't want to do it because we were doing this because we were in pain about something, and it was easier to go like this than to maybe feel the pain. But when we're ready in God's good time, and when we open our lives in God's good time, we'll do this, and yes, the sun will come in, and yes, we'll start to feel things again, and yes, it may be painful, but yes, in that moment, you are being healed. You are growing. You are being brought back to life, and your life will start to be fruitful again. Just when you think it will never be fruitful again. Friends, if there's anything that's consistent in the gospel message, it is it will be fruitful again. Trust. Hang in there. Let the Spirit tend your grounding. Tend your soul and your soil. That you will have another season of fruiting. You know, one of my favorite little inside jokes, it's like a 13-year-old, I know, is how they, when I was growing up, they used to call people probably on the LGBT spectrum as fruits. Anybody remember that? And I love that. I just claim that now. Amen. I'm a fruit. God's fruit. Amen? Amen. Right? We're just a whole fruit salad in this place today, whatever your identity is. But you give the world apples and bananas and oranges and mangoes and kumquats and whatever you want to be. Right? We need it all. Be fruitful. That was the first commandment to the human. Be fruitful. Multiply my life. You are called to be that and do that. And I know some of you are going through tough times. But I want to remind you today, you are called to be fruitful. There will be a season. It is up to us to continue in any way that we can. Find our way to the source. Once again, it is real. It is not just inside us. It is outside us. God does amazing things through the Spirit alive in our lives. It's just the truth. I don't know how to explain it anymore, but it is the truth. And the one thing that we know in the way of Christ is that every ending is just a beginning. Amen? Every ending is just a beginning. Can you hold on to that today and take it with you? Whatever endings you're facing, remind yourself it's just a beginning in the way of Christ. Over and over, the greening, God will bring us into the next season of life, of fruiting, of living. It is the Holy Spirit that animates us. When we worship here, when we gather in community with all of our different understandings and all of our different places and locations that we come from, it is the Holy Spirit moving among us. That is the stuff of life that is vital. It is what you as a community will carry on as if you're Jack and the Beanstalk's big old stalk, right? Growing high and tall into the sky. You've got new clouds to reach, MCC Tampa. You really do. I don't know if you believe me right now as you're going into another season of transition, but you do. I'm going to let you in on a secret right now. About 2 months into pastoring here, I was scared to death. I was scared to death that God had made a mistake. Not on your part. I prayed to God. I thought maybe I wasn't the person to be here during the interim time. I didn't know if I had the right gifts for where you were at that time. And then I happened to remember that one of the most important things about service in the way of Christ is to kind of resign your title to the Spirit. So in that moment, I had to kind of resign in my spirit as your interim pastor and say, but Holy Spirit, I trust you to guide this community. And from that moment on, I think you and I have listened very closely to that greening Spirit throughout this journey. And you can't go wrong when the Holy Spirit is moving through us. And I know many of you have stories about how your life has grown, how it has changed in this last year as we've all grown and changed together. And God knew just what God was doing. Amen? And bringing us all together for this season. And I guess I want to remind you of that as you're going into a new season. Looking forward to new leadership and stuff. I just want to encourage you. You know, you're not coming to church just, you know, for me or you know, or whoever's up here talking that day. You come to church to connect with the source. And as you stay connected, you're just going to grow stronger and stronger and stronger. As a community, as individuals. And if you're that tenacious, right? There are so many blessings ahead, you're not even going to know what to do with yourself. I can't wait for a year from now, for 2 years from now, for 5 years from now to go on your Facebook page or whatever the social medium will be by that point. It'll probably be something totally different, won't it? You know, something holographic where I can actually walk into your church virtually and enjoy it. But I cannot wait. I can't wait to see the fruit of this very special time that we have lived together. And that's where the deepest joy will be. And the great thing about the way of Christ is I am in you and you are in me. And we are in Christ and God in a way that is inseparable. We may end up in different places geographically for a while, but the way of Christ says we are always connected. You get that? Always connected. And I believe that once those connections have been made, we just kind of continue to reverberate around this planet of ours, doing love and living the way of Christ. And I just cannot wait to see all that you will do in the future. And I want to encourage you during this time of transition. This is not a time to shrink away. It is a time to rise up. Come forward. Bring your gifts. Participate. Support this church. Get it sound financially so that you're not having to worry all the time. So that you can get on with this amazing mission. You have said our mission is to be a center for compassion in action. Do you know how much this world needs that right now? From Nepal to Baltimore? We need places that are compassion in action, places for spiritual growth, places for personal development. The world is hungry for this. Places that connect us, one another, to the source. Especially places that understand all the different types of fruit needed in this world. And so that is my prayer for you as you go forward. We'll have a couple of more times before my time here is ended. But we're kind of in that last season of preparing ourselves for transition. So I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about that today and remind us who this Christ of resurrection really is, okay? So that you won't be afraid, and so that when you do come and you candidate, you consider a new person here, you know what I would love for them to feel when they come into this place? Not this. Don't you get near my vine, right? Don't you get near me. I'm afraid of you. No, no, no. I'd love for them to come in and experience this. Because you know what? Then they're going to go, this is a place I can really grow and that I can really serve and give all of my gifts without being afraid that somebody's going to you know, judge me or come at me or bring past fears before they even get to know me, right? Sometimes we do that. So I want to encourage you to greet that person and their family, if they have a family, with love and with openness. And before you judge too quickly, pay attention with your spiritual heart and your spiritual mind and say, God, bring gifts into this place and let this person thrive as we thrive together. May God bless us in the sharing of the word today. And would you join me in prayer? Here in this place, new light is streaming. Here in this place, we are putting down roots. Here in this place, we are having the courage to open up, to allow your sunshine into our lives once again, to bring us purpose when we felt desolate, to bring us hope and to be a mystery beyond our comprehension. That is good, that is deep, that is rich, that is companionable. Here in this place, let there be life and let there be light. In your beautiful names, we pray. And we trust today, make us fruitful. In Jesus' name we pray, and in the name of all that is good and life-giving, amen.